I recently witnessed my first heart surgery. My husband, an anesthesiologist, wanted me to better understand the uncommon turf of his everyday life. So on a slow day in the hospital, I stood beside him in scrubs to watch as a team of physicians and assistants tended to the open chest of a woman with a damaged heart that would inexorably lead to her death if not repaired. I was warned that the sight of the procedure might make me unsteady and was prepared for the charred smell of cauterized veins, the sound of a saw to bone, and the thrill of witnessing a raw heart alive. Those things, I found, were more intriguing than unsettling. But what clung to me, what I couldn't shake, was the woman on the table and the outline of a story in which promise seemed lost. This was all that I knew of the patient. She was in her 70s. She had no known relatives. Starving for oxygen, she had driven herself alone to the emergency room. I tried to graft those few facts onto her form, the coiling mess of gray hair, ragged soiled nails, a body that hinted at spent fertility. My husband mapped the disease in her heart with sound waves while two seasoned surgeons bent over the woman's gaping chest, their foreheads almost touching as they threaded sutures with the agility of seamstresses. Around them moved a perfusionist, a technician, and nurses, each one alert to signs of vitality or failure. And as I stood there watching, I found myself wishing the woman could see for herself the crowd of hands working so vigilantly to bring her back to life. If what we all most deeply desire is to be cherished, this was an unexpected snapshot of life's potential. A few hours of devotion discovered at the edge of peril, all energy and eyes focused on saving a woman with no money, no story, no physical grace to speak of. Yet she was precious. She was important. She mattered. I imagine the woman transformed by the hands of the strangers who surrounded her in the operating room, a fawning coterie ministering to her every need. I imagined her convinced of her life's measure. I saw her as beloved. With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.